Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we started our new series called Now Playing, where we are saying that all great stories reflect the greatest story. The passage I shared was from Matthew 13. It's a parable that Jesus told to many people about the four soils. He talked about seed that gets thrown onto these soils. One is a hard path, one is a rocky soil, one is a thorny soil, and then one is good soil. The disciples ask, you know, what does this mean? In this particular parable, Jesus explains the meaning. Let me read that to you. It says this, that here, then, the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. That is what is sown along the path. As for what is sown on the rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while, and when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke out the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what is sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, in another 30. Now, the passage is a really interesting passage because I think when you look at the four soils, three of the four soils have growth. Two of those soils die out, and only one of those soils actually grow into something that's fruitful. And in the kingdom of God, that means that there are people who would be around the church, would even consider themselves Christians, but they're going to fall away. And it's hard to know the difference at the beginning, because probably at the beginning, all growth looks about the same. But what I wanted to focus on, you know, in the DriveCast is that last soil, the good soil that is that grows up to 30, 60, and 100-fold return. You know, in the movie, we looked at Frozen 2 and how the story of these two young girls who one of them has these special powers and the other one just really loves her sister. And in this particular movie, Elsa, the one with the powers, is being called into something. She has this siren that's calling out to her, and she knows there's something more. She knows that there's a path for her life, and she feels this pulling, but at the same time she's trying to protect herself and she doesn't want to go. She wants to stay in her perfect life, right? In the same way though, Jesus is calling out. In the passage he says, "Let him who has ears, let him hear." And I think it's a picture of the kingdom of God, of how Jesus is calling out to all of us to come and to follow him, to come and as we follow him and learn about the kingdom, he's going to do something in our lives. He's going to produce something that's beautiful, this 30, 60, 100-fold. And what I've noticed about people is that there are a lot of people who have a tendency to kind of circle up their life. They just kind of, they put up barriers around their life and say, this is what my life's going to be, and they kind of wall it off. They have a small circle of people. They create a life for themselves that's comfortable, but a lot of times they miss out on the very thing God has for them. That's the thing about the kingdom of God, is that when we follow Christ, the word of God starts to germinate in our soul and come out in ways that are going to bless other people. That's the fruit of the kingdom of God. Not that we have some big yield where we can store it up in our perfect little circle, but the kingdom of God is advancing, and the kingdom of God advances one heart at a time. And when we operate in the kingdom of God, the word in us starts to spill out, and we literally influence others on behalf of the kingdom. This is the beauty of what God's trying to do in us. I think in the movie, you know, we see that, you know, Elsa follows the call and her sister goes with her, and something that was really broken gets reestablished and, you know, and fixed, really. Something wrong had to be made right. But in the kingdom of God, it's exactly what he's doing in us. That he's calling us to follow him, follow his word, and he will use us as his hands and feet while he restores what has been broken. Wherever you're at, I just want you to take a second and say, you know, are you trying to create a little circle for yourself that you can live within that bubble? Are you part of the kingdom of God that's trying to advance? Is he trying to do something in and through your life of purpose that's going to advance his kingdom? Lord, I pray that you would help us all be people who are following your word And by your word, Lord, that you would use us to advance your kingdom. Help us to follow your call. Wherever you're at, just take a second to pray and offer your heart to God to be used for his purposes. Well, thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast today. Till next time, take care.